أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر So the previous time we did the tafsir of Surah Al-Alaq. And now moving on to Surah Al-Qadr. Again, this surah is a Makki surah, which means that it was revealed before the hijrah and the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Medina Munawwara. And this surah, the entire surah, is dedicated to Laylatul Qadr. The only other place in the Quran where an entire surah is dedicated to an occasion or a day is Suratul Jumu'ah. However, in Suratul Jumu'ah, at the beginning of Suratul Jumu'ah, the mention of the day of Jumu'ah, the Salah of Jumu'ah is not there. Towards the end of Surah Al-Jumu'ah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ The day of Jumu'ah and the Salah of Jumu'ah has been mentioned. But in this surah, from the beginning to the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about Laylatul Qadr and only about Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr, commonly translated as the night of power, because in this night, the manifestation of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes place. Some scholars have said that Laylatul Qadr means the night of decree, because in this night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders and gives the malaika the command to carry out the decree which has been set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everything that is to happen in that year, the malaika are told about it, and then they are given the duties to carry out the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or act upon the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another translation of Laylatul Qadr is the night of Qadr. The night of Qadr means that the night of value, that this is a very, very valuable night. A very valuable night because of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which descends in this night, and also because that person who takes advantage of this night is in reality a very valuable person. Because he increases his value by taking advantage of this night. And a fourth translation which some of the scholars have mentioned about Laylatul Qadr is that this is the night of congestion, which means that due to the amount of malaika, the amount of angels that descend from the heavens into the world are so many that they cover the entire space. So because of this, some scholars have said that Laylatul Qadr means the night of congestion. In Surah Al-Dukhan at the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also references this night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hameem wal kitab al mubeen. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakatin, that we revealed the book, meaning the Quran, in a very mubarak and a blessed night. Inna kunna mundirin fiha yufraqu kullu amrin hakim. And then in that verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that every wise order is distinguished in that night. That's why some of the scholars have given preference to this meaning of Laylatul Qadr, that this is the night of decree. So inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, indeed we revealed it. It is referring to the Quran. The Quran was on the tongues and the minds and the hearts of everyone. In Makkah Mukarrama, everyone was talking about the Quran. That's why the explicit mention of the Quran is not needed when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, inna anzalnahu, that we have revealed it. Everyone knows what it is. It is the Quran. Fi laylatil qadr, in the night of Qadr. In the night of Qadr, the translation will be different according to the various tafsirs. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make us understand the importance of this night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks a question. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ, and what can make you know what Laylatul Qadr is? What can make you know and understand the value of this Laylatul Qadr, of the night of Qadr? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ, meaning that it is so valuable, it is so valuable that no one can explain to you the value of this night in reality. But some of the virtues of the night, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions. So he says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. One of the virtues which has been mentioned over here in the Quran, which we hear many, many times, is that Laylatul Qadr, the night of Qadr, is better than 1,000 months. 83 years and 4 months. So many times we hear that one salah will be equivalent to praying salah for 83 years, or one good act in the night of Qadr will be equivalent to 83 years of this good act. But over here, if we ponder and look carefully and closely on the word Laylatul Qadri, khayrun min alfi shahr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months. So it's not equivalent to 1,000 months, it's better than 1,000 months. And 1,000 months, some scholars have said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to a lifetime over here. That a lifetime of actions that a person can do on those nights where Laylatul Qadr, where it's not Laylatul Qadr. And someone who catches Laylatul Qadr, who takes full advantage of Laylatul Qadr, who benefits from Laylatul Qadr, then that person's a'mal on Laylatul Qadr are better than a lifetime of actions. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. So this one virtue is enough for us to ponder and think. Ramadan Mubarak is around the corner. Many people have started making preparations. It's mentioned regarding the Salaf that 6 months in advance they used to prepare for the month of Ramadan. And then they used to spend the month of Ramadan in such a way that for the next 6 months the barakat of that Ramadan would remain with them. And then they would start preparing for the month of Ramadan again. And in the month of Ramadan, which is already a very blessed month, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, it's the month in which the Quran was revealed. And the Quran, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ, just one point that we missed out, that the Quran was revealed in Laylatul Qadr. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says that the Quran was revealed from the seventh heaven to the preserved tablet on Laylatul Qadr. So the entire Quran was revealed from the seventh heaven to the preserved tablet on Laylatul Qadr. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received revelation from the preserved tablet through Jibreel alaihi salam over a span of 23 years. And it's also possible, some scholars have mentioned, that the first revelation also, when the Prophet ﷺ was in the cave of Hira, the first revelation took place on Laylatul Qadr as well. So, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. So it's better. So Ramadan is around the corner. And just this one verse that Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alf shahr should be sufficient for us, should be enough for us, that this is such a special night that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that it's better than 1,000 months. So we should take advantage of this. We should start thinking about taking advantage of this night from now. And one of the best ways to take advantage from the night of Qadr in the month of Ramadan is to sit in i'tikaf. Is to sit in the sunnah i'tikaf the last 10 nights, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would sit with the Sahaba, and then they would spend their nights in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that the Laylatul Qadr wasn't missed. And Laylatul Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept it hidden, that which night is it. Many scholars are of the opinion that it's the 27th night, but there is also the opinion that it's the 25th night, 23rd night, 21st night. Some scholars have said that there are up to 40 opinions regarding which night Laylatul Qadr is. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given the knowledge of Laylatul Qadr, and he was coming to inform the Sahaba that this is the night of Qadr. And then he saw that two people were arguing, and when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw them arguing, he got distracted, and the knowledge was taken out from his heart. So he was made to forget the exact date of Laylatul Qadr. And this hadith is in Bukhari, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that I was made to forget the date of Laylatul Qadr. So, and then it's mentioned that maybe there is khair in that. It's better for us, because now we won't only focus on one night, we will focus on all the nights. So a person who focuses on all the nights will receive so many benefits from the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. So the preferred opinion is that it's in the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, and the odd nights of the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. Another virtue of Laylatul Qadr is تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. That the malaika, the angels, they descend. وَالْرُوحُ, and ruh, the spirit also descends in it. The spirit over here is referring to Jibreel alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salam, many places in the Quran, has been called ruh. So تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا. There is one hadith in Bayhaqi from Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he says that on the night of Qadr, Jibreel alayhi salam comes with a group of angels, and whichever person they see is standing or sitting, and he is engaged in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they make dua-i rahmat for him. They make a dua for mercy for that person. And in another riwayat, there is also an addition to this, in this riwayat, that they also give salam. They make dua for salam and peace and tranquility for this person who is engaged in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا. So another reason why this night is very, very blessed, one reason is because the Quran was revealed in this night. Another reason, another virtue which is mentioned, it's better than 1,000 months. Another virtue is تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ, that the malaika, the angels descend, and also وَالْرُوح, Jibreel alayhi salam also descends in this night. بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ, with the leave of their Lord, with the permission and the order of their Lord, مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ, with every matter. So to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to the decree. Salamun hiya. Normally in the Arabic language, we would say hiya salamun. The mubtada comes first and then the khabar. But over here it says salamun hiya. That it is complete peace and tranquility. The whole night is complete peace and tranquility. That's why some of the salaf have mentioned that they feel on the night of Qadr, a person feels this extraordinary sense of peace and tranquility, because this night is full of peace. This night is the night where the malaika and the angels are descending. This night is the night where the decrees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are being told to the malaika. This night is that night wherein millions of people are engaged in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which in itself brings down the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's complete peace, salamun here. And this state of peace and these blessings and these barakat and this mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the angels and all of it, it starts from the beginning of the night, which is at Salatul at Ghurub al-Shams, at Maghrib, and it remains hatta matla'il fajr. It remains until the morning appears. So until the appearance of the morning, this remains. So the whole night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it very blessed. So it's not that a specific part of the night of Qadr is more virtuous than the other part of the night. No, the whole night, from the beginning of the night until the end of the night, is virtuous, is full of mercy, full of blessings, full of barakat. And a person who is fortunate enough to take maximum benefit from this night, we'll see on the day of Qiyamah the true value of this night. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us understand the value of this night. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to take full and maximum benefit from this night every Ramadan until we pass away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reunite us in Jannah. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alameen.